The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
The Bible story of Samson and Delilah is a familiar one to us Christians. We've heard and read the story since kindergarten days. Yet, in my latest reading of that sad tale, one phrase in particular affected me in such a way that it took my heart back to school. The phrase was found in Judges 16, verse 18, "For he hath showed me all his heart." Well, let's review together the situation very briefly as God's Word gives it. The Philistines were enemies of Israel and of God. The Philistines were attempting to destroy Samson, the man who in special God-given strength was plaguing them. The Philistines began to work through Delilah, a woman who lived in the valley of Sorek, a woman with whom Samson was immorally entangled. The enemies of Israel and of God bribed Delilah to learn and to tell Samson's secret of power. They couldn't figure out how in the world one man could be so powerful. Well, Delilah set about and made several attempts to get Samson to tell her the secret of his strength. But time after time, Samson fooled Delilah, and he fooled his enemies, the Philistines. Finally, however, because she kept at it, Delilah prevailed upon Samson to reveal his source of strength. With his head in her lap, he told her that if his hair were shorn, then he would be shorn also of his strength. When Delilah went to the Philistines with this news, they were understandably leery. After all, their other attempts to overtake Samson in his supposed weakness had failed. Then Delilah uttered those words found in Judges 16:18, "For he hath showed me all his heart." Indeed he had. He had told Delilah the secrets of his heart. And as a result, the Philistines swept over Samson. He was shorn, bound, enslaved, and terribly humiliated. Now, when we read or hear this story, our reaction is a horrified one. Oh, we think, that terrible, wicked woman. Yes, but at the same time, we should admit our similar temptation and sometimes our similar actions. Oh, in a different way, yes, but consider. A husband shows all his heart to his wife. He trusts her with his heart's secrets, the fears and feelings that he expresses to nobody else. That showing of his heart indicates a great privilege in their relationship. And that sharing of his heart also represents great responsibility. Now, a wife can either honor her husband's confidences, keep them private, respond in kindness, and respond with understanding, or she can betray him to the Philistines, publicize what he's told her, respond thoughtlessly and unkindly, respond selfishly. Yes, as we wives recognize that he hath showed us all his heart, we need to move on also and ask, am I a Delilah?
Listen daily at this time for Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, originating from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.